Dreamscape presents Vendetta by Jack McSporran, narrated by Lucy Brownhill. Chapter 1. Warsaw, Poland, the 23rd of July. Maggie Black watched her target from across the street. She sat by Sigismund's column, while Jason Stroud enjoyed an alfresco dinner in Castle Square. Two men with ties to his shady dealings joined him, laughing and joking with each other before they got around to talking business. Jason wouldn't be laughing for long. Maggie had been tailing Stroud for 3 days now, and the man had yet to notice her. It was easy to spy on overconfident men who thought they were too smart to be found out. Jason carried on with his life while she followed him, ignorant to the fact that his days were numbered. Night approached Old Town as the summer sun began its descent. Lights blinked on around the square, illuminating the historic castle from the ground up and giving the quaint area a warm glow. The Krylewski restaurant and pub, situated across from the castle, was Jason's favourite spot. He dined there every night on Maggie's watch. A man like him should know better. Being predictable could get you killed. The square around them was crowded. Tourists milled through, taking photos of the brightly coloured buildings and gawking at the difference between Old Town and the modern metropolis they stepped in from. Locals weaved between the tourists as they headed home for the evening, while lovers linked arms and strolled off towards the Vistula River. A horse-drawn carriage passed Maggie, clip-clopping over the cobbled roads. Maggie's phone vibrated an hour and a half into her watch. She dug it out of her pocket and checked the screen. Bishop wouldn't call while she was on assignment unless something was wrong. She had to take it.
Bishop? I need you to come in, said her boss.
Maggie got up from her bench by the monument and moved away from prying ears. When?
Tonight.
Oh, I'm not done here. She checked over her shoulder and found Jason settling his bill.
Then wrap things up. It's urgent.
What's wrong?
I'll explain when you get here.
Maggie sighed. I'll be there soon. As she hung up, a car approached and pulled up outside the restaurant. Jason bid his dinner guests farewell and got into the back of the sleek Lexus. Maggie glanced around, hand reaching to her back where she concealed her gun. It was too crowded. Too many witnesses.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?